Hi, my name is Barrington Miller, Director of Issuer Engagement at the Canadian Securities Exchange, and I am doing a special International Women's Day podcast. We are celebrating here at the CSE all things representing International Women's Day. I'm here with Chelsea Hodge, founder and CEO of BlenderBytes, along with Aaron Ryan, Director of Marketing. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Barrington. It's great to be here.
So normally we do podcasts, we do newly listed clips, we do market opens, we do market updates and recaps and all of those things, but we never really get to just celebrate some of our unique individuals at the Canadian Securities Exchange. And with International Women's Day being here today, March 8th, we thought it would be a good idea to find out just a little bit more behind the stock symbol. So if you are listening to this and you have no idea who BlenderBytes is or what BlenderBytes does, why not hear from the CEO herself? Chelsea, can you tell us what it is the company does?
Sure.
Go ahead.
So BlenderBytes are a one-step smoothie. It's an innovation that I developed in my kitchen and took it to market about 4 years ago. And now we're sold in every major retailer across the country. So it contains all your organic fruits, greens, functional ingredients, plant-based vitamins for immune support. And it's simply just a small little puck that you can throw into the blender and add water. And within 10 seconds, you have an instant organic smoothie. So we're sold in Costco now, Loblaws, Sobeys. We just launched into the US market at Costco in 4 states. We're simplifying lives and simplifying smoothies to take out that mess, prep, and waste out of your daily routine.
It started in your kitchen. I know there's a story.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. So, you know, like I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for some other super amazing women. My mom and my two aunts gave up every single weekend to go into this little commissary kitchen we rented out and hand make every puck from, you know, the inception of the idea. So I really am here to celebrate women. It wasn't just, you know, me, it was a team of my family and others that brought us to where we are today. And I think that's just such an incredible story. And I feel super blessed to have had, you know, that support from my family to bring us to where we are.
Speaking of members of your team, we are joined by Aaron Ryan. Aaron, it's a pleasure to meet you. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got to be here at BlenderBytes?
Absolutely. Yeah. I actually come from previously Alpha Foods, which is another frozen plant-based CPG company. I started 4 years ago building with the two co-founders as we were launching into supermarkets across the US. So it's a really amazing time to be joining BlenderBytes, and I'm really excited to really work with Chelsea to grow everything that she started to date. And the company is just an explosive growth and a very similar trajectory to where Alpha was in early days. So being able to come in and take what I've learned and really, you know, work together to grow the company, grow a team, and propel everything that she started in terms of the community growth and whatnot.
It's so important about team. It's so important about management. Yeah. The two go hand in hand, and of course, family. But we know that this journey, the things that I can't relate to, I can try to understand. It started long before designing and making that fateful puck in the kitchen. I'm sure it started much younger.
Yeah.
I guess I want to find out, you know, what really inspired you. What pushed you down taking the left path instead of the right, and and some of the people along the way? I mean, you spoke a little bit about family, but I'm sure there were others as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think I don't know if I'm a unique case or not, but like I literally was born with this knowing that I'd be an entrepreneur. Like if you ask my mom, you know, my Barbie dolls had businesses. They never were playing. They had like a travel agency and they had customers. As a four-year-old, I would sit in my parents' little, pantry and resell them all the canned goods that they already had bought. Folding laundry, I would, you know, write up a little bill and hand it. Like I was always just doing something to do with the transaction of a sale. And I was just like, you know, I was born to be an entrepreneur. I just knew that, you know, one day I'd be an entrepreneur. But like everybody, we're looking for that million-dollar idea. And so I was working for a company called Vega. I'm sure everyone knows. It's a really big Canadian success story. And, you know, I was making a few smoothies a day, and plant-based, you know, protein powders were just becoming a really big thing. And I, you know, was making smoothies, and I just kind of got tired of having all these extra ingredients in my freezer and fruits that I would add to the Vega powder. And so, you know, I kind of came up with the idea, and Charles Chang was actually one of the first people that told me, you know, Chelsea, it's not a matter of if you should do it. It's, you know, who's going to do it first. And I really learned a lot from my days at Vega. You know, I remember Charles used to send out, you know, different sort of different books that he would read, and then he would recap the books and he would send it out to his executive team, you know, and I asked him, I'm like, well, you know, there's other people other than your executive team that want to learn. And I've always had this like incredible thirst and hunger for knowledge. So, you know, Charles would add me to those lists that he would send out. And I just learned a ton working for him. And, you know, the weekly management meetings that he would pull us into, we learned everything from marketing and sales and operations and, you know, order fulfillment. I mean, it was everything. So I think Vega was a very, you know, critical time in my career that's, you know, molded me and helped me get to where I am today. So, you know, I think, you know, Mark Wilson, who's actually on our advisory board now. So he was the chief operations officer alongside Charles. So he's been a great help bringing us here. I feel, you know, I'm very lucky. I've been surrounded by a lot of people to get me to this spot. So, yeah.
No, thank you. Thank you for that. And it's, I love hearing those stories because it's, it's never the same story twice. It's never, yeah. Ever. Aaron, I have a sort of an interesting question for you. Because based on your background, there must have been something that you saw with Blender Bites that pushed you one way or the other. When you're, I mean, obviously the management, the team, the product and stuff like that, that's the easy stuff. That's like, okay. But
great product.
Internally, but, right, yeah. In here, yeah. There's a, oh yeah, that's why I'm going to go. Or that's what I like. Yeah. What was that?
Fantastic question. And Chelsea, I really want to sing your praises here because this really does come down to the support and the rapport that I had immediately with Chelsea. We met about a year ago and had a phone call, and we were just exchanging information, which, you know, was so great to be able to have that connect. And then when I was in this pivotal time of looking for that next fiery kind of startup, high growth, that's really where I love to shine and be able to help support and grow somebody's vision and passions and bringing that to life. So I had some time off, Chelsea. It was impeccable timing. For somebody to fill a marketing role. And we had really beautiful, honest conversations. I shared that I wasn't quite ready to go full time into another company after devoting so much of my time and attention to growing Alpha beforehand. That was 4 years. And Chelsea was just so understanding. We've been working together and we kind of took it step by step to work in consulting capacity. And to be honest, I've just been absolutely floored with synergetic it has been working together, and just how much understanding and support it was that I just needed a little bit of time to. I'm here actually in Mexico, and taking some time to explore and rebalance. And I'm super excited to come back and throw myself in a full-time capacity. And so really, it does come down to who you're working with, the passion that you see that they're living into, and wanting to support and help elevate what's been created because you care about the people that you're surrounded by.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's that glowing, absolutely.
It's that glowing thing, right? Right, yeah. There. I want to talk a little bit about hurdles. What are some of the hurdles that you've had to overcome, and how have you overcome? And I guess I'm looking a little bit beyond logistical or business hurdles, but
yeah, got a lot of those this year.
Yeah. So
yeah, I think, you know, there's a couple of things that stand out in my mind. I mean, in the capital market side, I think it's just sort of breaking through, you know, the perception of, you know, who is the ideal person for a public company CEO. And if you look at the exchange, you know, I'd say it's probably like 95%, you know, men. Well, I know that for a fact. 95%, oh, higher. Okay. 96% men, you know, that are, you know, 50 to 65 years old. And it's just like, there's this role that's sort of been, you know, cut out. And I think coming in, and now I'm one of two female CEOs under the age of 40 on the CSE, you know, we're having to like sort of change that perception, right? And change that role and, you know, invoke confidence in the market that, you know, a young female CEO can be a rock star and, you know, can take the company to the levels that it needs to be for a public company. So, you know, I'm currently doing that. I'm super honored and excited to be here. I do have a background in capital markets, 15, 20 years. So I think that does allow me to have a bit more, you know, sort of, you know, comfort and confidence in the role. But I'd say that is a barrier. And I think the second thing is probably, you know, raising capital as a small startup. You know, in Canada, there's a real lack of funding for, you know, any company that's doing less than 5 million in revenue. 3 to 5 is sort of the money mark where you have to be before anyone will really look at you or you know, want to invest in your company. So for a lot of companies, that means it's friends and family for the first few years, but you know, not everyone wants to go out and ask their friends and family for capital to get going. So, you know, I was lucky enough to find one person that, you know, wrote me a $50,000 check and I built a national frozen food company on 50 grand. And so that means that's a lot of hustling. That's a lot of sacrifice. That's not paying yourself for many years. You know, it's learning how to do everything yourself. And, you know, I think I've taken that skill set, you know, with me the last few years and, you know, bringing on Aaron's going to be a great help, but, you know, you literally learn to do everything because you have to.
And yeah. For her efforts and for the efforts of her team, there has been some big news recently.
Yeah. That,
If you're listening and you're not watching this on video, Chelsea's background has an interesting display. Chelsea, I don't want to take away, the limelight. Tell us what happened. Tell us your recognition.
Yeah, so we actually just got named Product of the Year in Canada, which is a really prestigious consumer voted award for the organic beverage category. So I think that's, we're really, really proud of that. So, and you know, it's even more special when it's consumer voted because it's thousands of people that had to put their vote in and judge this award. So, you know, it's a testament to all the amazing loyal fans we have and the people that, you know, really not just enjoy drinking our product, but find a benefit by, you know, saving that time in the morning and the simplicity of our product.
Oh, that is wonderful. And congratulations.
Thank you. Exciting for us.
And thank you to all the people that did vote.
Absolutely.
It's extremely, extremely important. And we're very, very proud to have you and companies like you on the Canadian Securities Exchange.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You mentioned that you're under 40 and there are new mediums of advertising. There's new mediums of connecting with your audience and connecting with people that fill out surveys and that will write reviews and all of those things. And that, of course, is social media. Mm-hmm. How has the role of social media helped Blender Bytes? And we'll examine that part first. How is social media influencing you?
I mean, it's been great for us. Like, you know, there's so many, our target market is young families, you know, particularly young moms that, you know, use our product. And a lot of these young moms love to share great new finds with their friends and followers. So, you know, we have a ton of people that just like voluntarily post about us and make these, you know, amazing reviews and want to spread the word. I think, you know, there's a unifying feeling among young moms that's just anything that will help them save time in the morning. It's just like they want to share with everybody, right? So, you know, it's been great for us that way because it allows them a platform to get the message out. And then working with different influencers has been wonderful, you know, getting some great content that way and spreading the word. And it's been a positive thing for us so far. So,
I love the positivity. But, you know, unfortunately, and This is part of the podcast, and we want to not only celebrate but educate. You know what? There's a segment that's listening to this. It's about 50% that will never understand some of the things that that females, and when I say females, it's people who are female or who identify as female, and that occurs on social media. You have these, I'm just going to call them goofs or idiots or or whomever that feel super brave hiding behind a screen saying things, posting things, all of that. I guess I want to get into the mechanisms of defense, the techniques for bypassing, overlooking, high stepping beyond that. And you know, we have a lot of, you know, hopefully there's a lot of young future female CEOs listening, that this could help, even if it just helps one It's great. So yeah, if you'd like to share some of your experiences, please feel free.
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said, I mean, we've been so fortunate that we're surrounded by such a strong community of supportive people. And I think that sort of goes along with, again, like, you know, our target market and who's buying our product. So, you know, but if there is those people that, you know, are a little bit offside, I mean, you know, usually we just wish them well. I mean, a lot of times I just won't respond. I think, you know, not engaging is the best thing that you can do in a lot of these situations. I think the moment that you give away that power to that person, it's, you know, it's sort of, you know, giving them exactly what they wanted, right? It's giving them that attention. So just disengaging, you know, you can always block. We've done that before too on some things that have happened. So yeah, I mean, there's lots of tools nowadays to prevent that. I mean, even Facebook's cracking down a lot on their community guidelines and, you know, different tools that they have now that can prevent that. But, you know, just not giving up your power away and knowing your worth and just knowing that there's a lot of people out there that are jealous or, you know, unhappy, I guess, right? And it's those people that are the ones that are disempowering others.
Yeah, or they just want attention.
And yeah, exactly.
Trying to take the shine away.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would say in terms of the community as well, that is fostered within the Blender Bytes community, you know, we do have a community guidelines that also keep at play what is appropriate, what isn't. So you've already set up those standards. And as Chelsea mentioned, you know, just don't feed the trolls. they're there looking for attention and probably need thing in their own lives, but we're not here to cater to that. We're here to feed and to thrive with the positive aspects of building a community where people are finding like-minded people that, you know, it's feeling approachable and safe and friendly.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? I just came up with an idea, and maybe you already have it. And thank you for sharing those techniques. You described your product as a puck. And people that know me know that I'm pretty much obsessed with hockey. I've played it, I've coached it, my kids play. And, you know, somehow teaming up with the Professional Women's Hockey League or female teams. And it's just sitting right there. Oh,
I know. It's so easy, isn't it? Yeah. We're working on our brand ambassador program right now, actually. So we just brought on Mandy. She's a 2-time boxing Olympian. So we're surrounding ourselves with like super strong, powerful women. So we're going to be featuring her in our little Women's Day special on our social media. So yeah, we're super happy to have her too. Yeah.
I can't wait. What's your social media handle for like, say, Instagram? Like
just Blender Bytes, at Blender Bytes. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. For anyone listening, reach out. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, for sure. We tell our audience, if you can't reach Blender Bytes for whatever reason, you can contact the CSE. Don't forget, CSE works for Blender Bytes.
There you go.
Make sure the message gets to them.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a good point I want to mention too, just going back a little bit, you know, talking about people that are, you know, hating on you, but it's very different when people offer constructive feedback and criticism. And, you know, when I started this company, I mean, there was no, I pioneered a category, there was no benchmark. So I didn't know, you know, what price point, what formulation, what flavors, like I just, you know, guessed. So, you know, the feedback that we've received over the last 4 years has actually helped us sort of, you know, change and formulate differently to where we are now. So I love getting feedback. I mean, there's a way of giving constructive feedback that's very, you know, empowering as well.
No, that's a great point. And I asked a couple of our other guests as we do the International Women's Day program and we celebrate it at the CSE. When you come across, because there aren't a lot of female CEOs and in executive positions, when you come across other ones, is there a sort of a kindred spirit thing that's going on and that happens?
Oh, yeah.
Stay the course.
We can empathize with each other's struggles, I think, you know, and I think one of the things that's not talked about is sacrifice. You know, as a woman in, you know, your 30s, I mean, I don't know. I give all my praise to people that can have families, but it's just like, it's so hard. Like, you know, you're living and breathing your business. Like it consumes my being, right? So it's like, you know, I empathize with others that understand, you know, the struggle of trying to find that balance. Cause a lot of times it's just not there in your formative, you know, explosive growth years like we're in right now. It's just, there's not enough time in a day to have both. I mean, that's my experience, but yeah, so I think we definitely empathize with each other for sure. Yeah.
No, that's good. That's the answer I was hoping for. But I, you know, you feel kind of silly asking, like, does this happen? Again, I don't know. And that's the purpose of this program, is to not only celebrate, but like I said earlier, educate. Now, what in one sentence or two, what would you tell your younger self, whether it's your 10-year-old self or eight, from the lessons that you've learned now and what you've realized now, what would you go back and tell them?
Yeah. One of my favorite sayings is fortune favors the bold. And it really does. And it's just like, you know, taking those big risks. Again, kind of back to my point, when I first came up with the idea, I mean, it was pioneering a new category. So there was no benchmarks or thresholds. Like, it was literally like, okay, let's just throw it all to the wind and see what happens. And you had to take those massive risks. And, you know, it's worth it, because at the end of the day, you just fall forward, you learn, you evolve, you pivot, you change, and you just keep growing, you know? So whatever you want to do and be in your life is just, you don't know where to start. You just got to start. That's the thing. Just start.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Aaron, what would you tell your younger self from the lessons that you've learned?
Chelsea and I talked about this a bit in detail. I think, you know, really trust your gut, trust your intuition, especially, you know, in the conversation of International Women's Day. Female intuition, there's something pretty magical there.
Totally.
And I definitely know that when I looked back at times where there was a small little feeling, there was a little nudge that I was getting and I didn't listen, I wasn't listening. And it became a lot clearer as I got to wisdom within the years. But I think if I had realized that a bit sooner, and started listening to that gut intuition feeling, it doesn't lead you astray. So that definitely, I think, is something really beautiful that I think if younger girls start to really trust their instincts, that's everything.
I you know what, when you said female intuition, it's like,
of course. It's really true. No, I think we're just grateful to be here. You know, it's just like again, mentioning when you're a little girl and you dream of, like, you know, your career and where you're going to be. I never in a million years would thought, you know, I'd be sitting here, you know, as a founder and CEO of a public company, you know, with my idea. And every day I just get to live and breathe building something that I'm so passionate about. I mean, I think not many people can say that in their careers. So, you know, every day I'm just incredibly grateful to be here. And, you know, having the exchange, like the CSE, you know, you guys support entrepreneurs and you're there to support us. It's been incredible what you've shown Blender Bites from, you know, the day we went public in September. So, you know, I'm really grateful for your guys' support and looking to empower us and females and other females that are, you know, on the CSE right now. So thank you very much for doing that. It means a lot to us.
No, thank you. You know, do something that you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and thank you to our audience for listening and for supporting not only the Canadian Securities Exchange, but of course the heart and soul of the exchange, which is our issuers and, you know, people like Chelsea, people like Aaron. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your experiences, your wisdom, and you realize that you're now role models. And you've been role models. And when people listen to this, there's going to be somebody who's going to be like, yeah, I remember. And just taking something that you've said or something that you've done, looking at your award and being inspired and doing something along the line down the road with that. So
absolutely. With that, no dream is too big. So
not at all. I've been your host, Barrington Miller, from the Canadian Securities Exchange. This has been a special International Women's Day edition, and we were celebrating with Blender Bites. If people wanted to trade your stock or visit your website, where should they go?
The website is blenderbites.com, and our ticker symbol is BITE, B-I-T-E.
There you go. Easy one. Thank you all, and we will see you at the next episode.